Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now I want to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joining us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. And Steve, I have a feeling with these much cooler temps, water temps are going to drop in a hurry.
Oh, I hope so, Steve. Good afternoon. Happy fair time. Boy, this was a horrible week for fishing, I got to tell you. I struggled this week. It was really, really tough. You know, we got a big cold front came in yesterday, and it's going to drop the water a little bit, but I don't think it's going to stay very long. But it's August, you know, it's just, August is tough. And I was on probably 5-6 lakes this week, and they were all really tough. So I'm not happy about myself right now, but it is August. I did get in the field today to check tree stands, check the terrain, see what's going on, and there's a lot of things happening. There's a lot of mosquitoes, I'll tell you that. I got bites on my bites today out in the woods because everything is so overgrown with all the rain we've had. So mosquitoes are bad, but it looks like the acorns are doing really well. There's a really good acorn crop, which really bodes well, and everything is just so over. So I was cutting a few shooting lanes today in my bow spots and, you know, doing a little checking of this and that. Crops look good. So, you know, everything looks pretty much routine, you know, pretty much the way it should be.
All right, Steve, when do you put the boat away? Or are you going to wait a while?
I didn't get that, Steve. I lost you there for a second.
Yeah, are you going to put the boat away anytime soon, or are you going to have that out for a while?
Oh, no way, man. I'm going to be probably fishing till Thanksgiving last year.
All right.
Last year, I think my last guide group was November 18th, and, you know, November is awesome, October is really good, but August and September can be really tough, so you got to kind of, you know, tough it out, and, you know, it'll get better. It's just right now we're in this, you know, doldrums. There's a lot of algae going on in a lot of lakes. Water temperatures are 74, 75. There's a ton of food in the lakes. It's just a tough time. So you got to get through this, and once we get into September, you know, we got the duck season not that far away, dove season in like 7-8 days. You know, I'm preparing for that right now, getting my decoys ready and, you know, getting all my gear ready. I'll be out in South Dakota and the North Dakota border on the 1st for the dove opener, which is everything opens on the 1st. You've got the small game season, bear season, everything starts on September 1. So a lot of stuff happening here in about another week, so I'm really looking forward to just leaving the boat, sit where it is, and get out there and, you know, chase some doves.
All right, we'll give the boat a break, and Steve will do it again in 1 week. I'll be here at the fair and look forward to visiting with you.
All right, sounds great, Steve. Have a great day.
There is Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com, and he joins us each and every Saturday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.